All right, welcome back everyone for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be tackling something that's, well, kind of make or break for your marketing, PPC campaigns.
DPCC.
Yeah, but we're going deeper than just the basics today, right?
Yeah.
We're going into lead source management.
Okay.
And for this, we've got a really insightful article here from Double Dome Digital Marketing. And these guys, they have over 20 years of experience, so they know what they're talking about.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is. So you're here with us because you really want to squeeze every last bit of, performance out of your PPC campaigns, right? You don't just want to be throwing money at ads.
No, definitely not.
Right. So how do we make sure every dollar counts?
Yeah, good question.
That's what we're going to unlock today.
They like that. Unlock.
So what's interesting to me is, how many people look at PPC like it's just this like magic bullet.
Oh, yeah.
For marketing success, it's almost like
For sure.
I'll set up some ads and just like watch the sales roll in.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that before. Just set it and forget it.
Right, exactly. Just like a completely isolated tactic.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And but in reality, it's just one piece
It is.
of this larger puzzle, right? This larger ecosystem that, needs to work together seamlessly. It's not just a standalone thing.
Totally. It's like, think about all the different ways
Right.
that someone might, end up at your business.
Come
They
on.
could, stumble across your website through Google search. They see like your funny post on social media. Maybe they hear about you from a friend.
Word of mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Word of mouth, all that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. All those are important.
You know what that reminds me of?
What's that?
Those old school mail order businesses.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine if they just like blindly sent out their
Yeah,
catalogs
everyone.
to everyone? They just like hope for the best.
Yeah, they would go broke so
They'd
fast.
be broke so
I
fast.
can imagine like one of those old-timey movies.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like the smart ones, they tested different versions.
Oh, for sure.
They tracked responses. They figured out what worked before they went all in, right?
Absolutely.
It's the same principle with PPC. You need to be strategic about it.
Yeah.
Track those leads. Understand what's actually driving
For
conversion.
sure. And that's where lead source tracking comes in,
Yep.
right? It's not just about knowing that someone clicked on your ad, but where that click came from,
Like where
right?
it originated.
Exactly. Yeah. Was it from that Facebook ad campaign that you're running? Was it a link that you put in your weekly newsletter? It's like having that detective's magnifying glass,
I love that analogy.
right? You can see exactly how each customer got to you, where they came from, what they
Yeah.
clicked.
The exact path.
Exactly.
It really is. It really is. And there are tools that can help you do that, like UTMs. Have you heard of those?
DMs, I have, yeah.
Urchin tracking modules, yeah.
Urchin tracking modules, yeah, that's a mouthful.
It is, I admit the name sounds a little intimidating at first.
Yeah, it does.
But they're really not that complex. Have you ever wondered like how you can tell if someone clicked a link like from your Facebook post
Oh, yeah.
versus like your email newsletter?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
UTMs are that secret sauce.
They are. Think of them as like little tags, right?
Okay.
You attach them to your links, and they basically tell you where each visitor came from.
Like little breadcrumbs.
Yeah, like little breadcrumbs, exactly. And each tag, it's got specific information about like the source, the medium, the campaign, the content, all of that.
So like, okay, so let's say you have this customer and they end up buying something from your shop.
Okay.
But they could have gotten there from a bunch of different ways, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they clicked on a PPC ad, maybe they found you through like a search engine, maybe a friend recommended you on social media. How do you connect the dots and know what really caused that sale?
Oh, that's the million-dollar question.
It is.
If you don't have that lead source tracking, you're just guessing.
You're in the dark.
Yeah, you might think your PPC campaign is amazing,
Yeah.
but maybe it was actually organic search that did it.
What if it was something
Yeah,
else?
exactly. That's the thing. You never know.
Or even better, you uncover a hidden gem.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what if like one particular social media post is sending you way more qualified leads than you realized?
Oh, yeah, that would be gold.
That's gold.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is. It is. And without that knowledge, you're basically flying blind.
Basically,
You
yeah.
could be pouring money into a PPC campaign that's just not moving the needle
Right.
while ignoring a channel that's actually already doing well.
And that's the worst case scenario.
It
You're
is.
wasting money and missing opportunities.
So what we're really talking about here is data-driven decision making
We are using the data to make smart decisions.
about your marketing budget,
Right.
about how to optimize those campaigns for maximum impact.
Exactly, getting the most bang for your buck.
It's crazy.
That's what it's all about. Yeah, exactly. That's what it's all about. Using that data to make smart decisions about your marketing budget, how to optimize those campaigns for maximum impact.
Okay, so we've established that tracking lead sources is like absolutely crucial.
Yeah.
But how do we actually do it?
Right.
We touched on UTMs a bit earlier, but let's dig a little deeper.
Sure. Yeah. So let's say you're running, a PPC campaign on Google Ads.
Okay.
And you got this specific ad that's, you know, promoting a new product, right? Mm-hmm. You want to know not just how many clicks that ad gets, you also want to know where those clicks are coming from.
Right.
Are these people searching for your brand name?
Okay.
Are they searching for like more general keywords related to your product?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I get you.
So UTMs, they allow you to tag the link in your ad with like specific parameters that capture that information.
So instead of just having that plain URL in your ad, you're adding extra bits of code on the end, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Those extra bits of code, those are your UTM parameters.
You can have parameters for the source of the traffic, like Google, the medium, like CPC, cost per click, campaign name, the specific ad group or keyword that triggered the ad, all sorts of stuff.
That's really cool. So it's like giving each click like a little ID card that tells you exactly where it came from, what it's all about.
It is. It is. Yeah. And the beauty of it is all that data gets fed back into your analytics platform.
Okay.
And then you can go to town, slice and dice it.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned slicing and dicing the data.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like a cooking show.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're like meticulously chopping vegetables, you know?
I love that. Yeah. Yeah.
Just like a chef needs the right knife for the job. Marketers need the right tools to analyze all this data.
They do. Yeah. That's a great analogy.
And luckily, there are tons of great tools out there.
There are, yeah.
That can help make sense of all of it. Google Analytics is a great starting point. We've talked about that before. But there are also, you know, more specialized platforms like HubSpot, Marketo, Salesforce, things like that.
All the big names.
That offer even more powerful features for lead management and marketing automation.
They do. Yeah, they can get pretty sophisticated.
It sounds like having the right tools is one thing.
It is.
But knowing how to interpret the data is just as important, if not more important.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Data without interpretation is just noise. You got to be able to look at those numbers, figure out what they mean, extract those insights.
Actionable insights.
Actionable insights, exactly. That you can then use to make better decisions.
Okay, so let's say you're looking at your data and you see one particular PPC ad.
Okay.
It's getting a ton of clicks.
All right.
But those clicks aren't actually turning into sales.
That's a problem.
It is a problem.
That's a red flag right there.
What do you do then? What's your next move?
Well, you got to figure out what's going wrong, right? Maybe the ad copy is misleading. Maybe it's attracting the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the landing page just isn't optimized.
Okay.
You know, the call to action isn't clear enough.
You know, that makes me think of those times when you click on a link and it promises something amazing.
Right.
And then you end up on this website that's totally irrelevant.
Or just confusing.
Yeah, it's like, talk about a letdown.
You know? Oh, yeah, huge letdown. It happens all the time.
It does.
And that's why it's so important to think about that entire customer journey, right?
From the initial click.
Yeah, from the very first click.
All the way through.
All the way to the sale. Make sure every step of the way is smooth, engaging, it meets their expectations.
So it's not just about getting the click, it's about making sure that click leads to a meaningful interaction.
Exactly. Yeah, you want them to take action, you want them to convert.
And that's where lead nurturing comes in, right?
It does, yeah. Once you've got that lead, you got to cultivate that relationship.
Okay.
Guide them through that sales funnel, you know, send them targeted emails, give them valuable content, maybe offer them a discount or promotion.
It sounds like lead source management is really about connecting all these different pieces together.
It is, yeah.
To create like this well-oiled machine.
Yeah. The well-oiled machine, yeah. I like that. It's about having that holistic view.
Seeing the big picture.
Yeah, seeing the big picture. Understanding how each channel contributes to your overall success.
So if our listener takes away just one thing from today, what would it be?
Don't treat your marketing channels as like separate silos, right?
Okay.
Think of them as interconnected parts of a larger ecosystem all working together.
To achieve that ultimate goal.
To achieve the ultimate goal, attract those customers, engage them, convert them.
And how can they make sure they're getting the most out of this ecosystem?
By understanding and managing their lead sources, it's not just about the clicks, it's about the whole journey.
So where should they start if they want to like really take this to the next level?
That's a great question. And it might be tempting to like jump right into those UTM parameters and all those fancy dashboards.
Yeah.
But before you do that, I think it's crucial to like, take a step back.
Okay.
Think about your overall strategy.
So before we get into the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, before the nitty-gritty.
Of tracking and analyzing the data, we need a solid foundation.
You do, yeah. You need that blueprint, that roadmap.
What are your goals? Who are you trying to reach?
Exactly, yeah. Who's your target audience? What are those key touch points in their journey?
Makes sense. You wouldn't build a house without a blueprint.
Exactly. And your marketing strategy, that's your blueprint.
So we've talked about UTMs and analytics, but there's another piece of the puzzle we haven't really discussed yet. The psychology.
Oh, yeah.
The psychological aspect of all this.
The human element.
Yeah, the human element. It's so easy to get lost in the numbers.
It is.
And forget that we're dealing with actual people, you know?
Yeah, real people with real emotions, real motivations.
I think that's a great point to transition into the final part of our deep dive today. We've covered a lot of ground, but we've only scratched the surface of what's possible with lead source management.
Yeah, so far we've really focused on, like, the practical stuff.
Yeah.
You know, data-driven stuff.
Right, the nuts and bolts.
Yeah, yeah, the nuts and bolts of lead source management. But what about the, like, human element?
Yeah, that's important too.
How do we, like, you know, account for the psychology behind, like, what makes people actually make decisions?
That's where it gets really interesting. You know, remember that customer journey analogy we talked about?
Uh-huh.
It's not just this straight line. It's more like this whole web of interactions, emotions, influences, all this stuff.
You mean it's not just like, see ad, click link, buy product?
No, not that simple. Think about, like, how you act online, you know?
Okay.
How many times have you, like, clicked an ad because you were curious?
Yeah, I bet.
But then you hesitated to actually buy something.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Maybe you weren't ready to commit yet.
Maybe you needed more information.
For sure.
That's where understanding the psychology behind all of this comes in.
Okay, so how do we actually apply the psychology stuff to, like, what we're doing with our marketing?
Well, you got to tailor your message to where they are in that journey.
Okay.
Someone who's never heard of you before is going to react differently than someone who, you know, already knows your products.
That's true. You wouldn't ask someone to marry you on the first date.
Good point. In those early stages, it's all about building that rapport.
Okay.
Getting them interested, showing them why you're valuable. You want to be seen as a trusted advisor, not some pushy salesperson.
Yeah, for sure. How do we find that balance?
Focus on giving them value, answering their questions,
okay,
addressing their pain points. Think about the content you share, the emails you send,
yeah,
even how you talk to people on social media. Every interaction, it's a chance to build that trust and move that relationship forward.
This reminds me of what you were saying earlier about lead nurturing. It's not just about blasting out a bunch of generic emails.
No, not at all.
It's about sending the right message to the right person at the right time.
Exactly. That's where segmentation comes in.
Okay.
You divide your audience into these smaller groups.
Yeah.
And then you give them these super personalized messages that, like, really resonate with them.
So it sounds like there's a lot to keep in mind here.
There is, yeah.
It's not just about the technical side of things. It's about really understanding people and making sure your strategy, you know, lines up with how they think.
And that's what makes this so interesting. It's this mix of data, technology, and psychology.
It is.
It's about using all the tools you've got to create this, like, this well-oiled marketing machine.
That just works,
yeah.
Okay, so we've covered a lot today. We talked about tracking those leads, using UTMs, analyzing the data, the psychology of it all. What's the one thing you want our listener to walk away with?
Lead source management. It's not just some task you check off a list. It's super important.
Strategic.
Yeah, it's about understanding where your customers come from, why they like you, and what you can do to keep them coming back.
So big picture, but also details, right?
Big picture and details, all of it.
Connecting those dots.
Connecting the dots, using data, using tech, understanding people to build a marketing strategy that actually works.
I like that.
And that's what it's all about.
So before we wrap up, any, like, unconventional lead sources our listeners could maybe look into? Something a little unique to their industry, maybe?
Ooh, that's a good one. It really depends on what they do. But I'd say think outside the box.
Okay.
Maybe partner up with a business that complements yours. Do some cross promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe host a webinar or a workshop. Something that gives your audience some real value.
I love those ideas.
Be creative. Find ways to connect with your people in a way that feels genuine.
Authentic,
yeah.
That's the key. To wrap up this deep dive on lead source management for PPC marketing, we hope you found this insightful.
Yeah,
definitely. We hope you feel empowered to go out there and, you know, really make the most of this stuff.
It was great diving deep with you today.
Until next time, happy tracking.